at Okinawa and putting up with kamikazes. And there was this one night, there was just a group of them, one after another. And I was on radar, and most of the time I was on the plotting board. And so, but this here, it just never stopped. And we couldn't get, no, there's no way we could get a nap or anything in between. And we'd been at general quarters for 36 hours. And for some reason, I just passed out, sound asleep, face down on the horizontal board. Someone tugged on my shirt, looked up. Oh my God, it's the Admiral. Is you tired, sailor? I said, yes, sir. And that his compartment, that he and his group, was just right next to the radar. So we would see him quite often, but never pay any attention to him. You act like you don't see him, you know. And so he apparently got the skipper. He was generally hanging out in that radar room too. And they had a discussion, and the next day the radar crew was cut in half. So you had 4 hours on, 8 hours off. 4 hours on, 8 hours off. And I think skipper got him and had a big problem with him because the skipper got confined to his quarters for about a week. And then the next day, I don't know where I was walking, and one. Somebody said, hey, Wayne, yeah, thanks.
So it was,
finally got some sleep.
It ended up being a good thing that the Admiral
caught
you sleeping.
Yeah. We were a command center for the Admiral on a small ship.
What was the name of the ship?
Teeny.
Teeny?
Teeny, T-N-E-Y.
T?
United States Coast Guard Cutter Teeny.
Got the sun in front of the gun.
Oh, that's right. I should take a picture of that.
If one, would you like?